Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mevin, and this is Health Services Unplugged. For this episode, I tried something new. Live webcasting from Academy Health's 2015 annual research meeting, otherwise known as the ARM. I sat at a table on the second floor of the convention center in Minneapolis and invited attendees to sit and chat about their training, research interests, career insights, and of course, their ARM experience. Listen to these clips from that webcast and meet some of our awesome colleagues and students who are passionate about health services and policy and public health and research and helping people.
I'm really happy to introduce you to Raina, who's part of the Academy Health team and a really good sport for stopping by. Hi, Raina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Why don't you tell folks what you do?
I work at Academy Health on the communications team, so I do a little bit of everything, but during the ARM, I usually go from session to session tweeting and blogging, and I also do something kind of on the same wavelength as this. I do Heard in the Hallways. I interview some chairs or speakers who we think are going to be particularly engaging to our members, and I do like a little maybe 1 to 2 minute video of them, which we later use for, you know, just our YouTube channel and putting on for marketing purposes.
Great. So YouTube channel, how can we find out where that is? Or what are you putting there? Just Academy Health?
Yep. It's the Academy Health YouTube channel. You can link to it from our website. And the playlist, which will probably be up in a week after ARM wraps up, will be called Heard in the Hallways, ARM 2015.
Heard in the Hallways. You heard it here.
Yep.
And is that open to anybody? Or
it is open to anyone. I usually email people before and invite them, but I'm also, you know, always happy to catch someone in the hallways and interview them that way as well.
Oh, okay. But I mean, they can, the YouTube channel is, anybody can see them there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just for all participants.
No, it's a public channel.
And are there some from 5 years?
Yep. Last year's is on there, and I believe NHPC 2015 is also on there.
Okay. So the National National Health Policy Conference, which is the other sort of big event that draws a lot of people together. Is also there. So you have Heard in the Hallways there as well?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is like Heard in the Hallways, like take two, because I'm sitting in the hallway right now.
There we go.
Thank you. So I'm just asking people to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their experience here and their background training and that type of thing.
Okay.
So you are?
I'm Jim Rishmoski.
Okay.
I'm a senior fellow at Mathematical Policy Research.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years, prior to that time, I was with Mathematica's sister organization, the Center for Studying Health System Change.
Okay.
I've done work in a lot of different areas, but recently mostly on payment reform, care delivery reform, things like that.
Okay.
And
so what's your training and background? How did you come up to this field?
I have a PhD in public policy studies, and I actually started, did my dissertation in the area of housing policy.
Okay.
And slowly evolved into an interest in long-term care, which is what took me into the health realm.
Okay.
And then I sort of evolved when I went to the center. To HSC, I sort of became more of a mainstream health services researcher.
Okay, great.
And been doing it ever since.
Great. And where are you? So this is Mathematica, so you're in D.C.?
I'm in D.C.
Okay, great.
There are now 5 offices. And
yeah, I see that. I'm an innovator in residence at Academy Health right now.
Okay.
And so, of course, you know, it's based in D.C. And I think there's some buildings in or something.
On the metro,
exactly.
Right.
What do you think is the most beneficial part of attending the ARM?
Well, I have to tell you, I just got flew in this morning.
Okay.
I haven't been to a single session yet.
Because
you know, I came in and went to the plenary, lunch.
Okay.
I just was at the poster session.
Okay.
And it was just a great place for meeting up with old friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, networking,
mm-hmm.
and basically, you know, it was, for a long time, I was standing in one place and different people would walk up and
mm-hmm.
get into conversations and stuff like that. So, okay. You know, that's a big part of any conference is just getting to know new people, catching up with old friends and things like that, old colleagues.
Right. So tell us about one research or some study or project that you're working on.
Right now, I am working on the Healthcare Innovation Awards that CMS is doing.
Okay.
And the second round of them.
Okay. So what does that mean you're working on?
These are, in this case, 39 different sort of innovative ideas to improve healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and quite varied. And CMS, you know, gave them a bunch of money mm-hmm. to try them out, and uh-huh. Mathematica has the contract to evaluate.
Oh, I see.
Whether these things actually work or not.
There you go. So there's something you can do in health services research. So there are organizations like Mathematica that manage the grant programs. So you're sort of the intermediary between the funder, which in this case is CMS, and the people who got the money. So somebody is paying attention to how the money is being used. You're organizing the grant.
You
help support the processes.
The ideas spread a lot of money to different ideas, mm-hmm. and if something actually works, you know.
Somebody has to figure out whether
to start thinking about scaling it up to improve the healthcare system.
Okay, so it's not just so you're actually about, like, you're another layer to what they're doing, actually. Not just administering the program, but
we're
you're
not
also
administering,
thinking.
We're basically evaluating it.
Evaluating the program, okay. There you go. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
So tell us who you are and where you're coming from.
So my name is Judy Joe. I'm a doctoral candidate.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Hello. I met her at the Translation Communications Interest Group meeting.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure
that's
you
why you said.
People
oh,
here.
That's why you said that.
Yeah, so I recognize her.
Hello again. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I am a fourth year, or I just finished my fourth year in the doctoral program at the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
And
so another local. I think you're my second University of Minnesota student today.
Oh, great. We're all over the place. So.
Which is good.
We're
that's
representing
good
Minnesota.
Yes,
here,
you
so.
Should. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my research interests are around health policy and kind of translation, dissemination, how policy actually gets made, how it gets communicated to people, how affects sort of people's decisions.
So I'm explaining to her. She knows what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So I'm all for this podcast and this whole translation effort. So
what specifically is your dissertation on?
So my dissertation is actually about policies for women around the time of pregnancy and childbirth, and focusing sort of on maternity leave.
Well, so it's so funny how coincidence has happened. The professor that we just had here, and I'm bad with names, I'm sorry, but she was just talking about how from the plenary they were talking about what would be the core thing you want people to know, and she was talking about going back to early childhood and birth and all
right.
of that. So.
Yeah, exactly. It all starts from birth, so everybody starts at zero, so
right.
I think, you know, I think it's an important issue for everybody, and sort of what motivated that interest was just comparing kind of the policies in the U.S. versus other countries.
Oh, okay.
And it's lagging very far behind sort of in terms of maternity provision. So
oh, sure.
I wanted to see kind of what impact that has on moms and babies, and then also on moms' access to insurance and employment outcomes after childbirth. So
okay. So we have a global health person. That's one of our...
Yeah.
Our words here,
oh,
we need to talk
okay,
about
right.
public health and
buzzwords.
Global health.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that's
it's
great.
Expanding beyond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you get to travel? Like, do you focus on other particular countries or what's the comparison?
So I don't get to travel. Because
not yet. Anyway.
Not yet.
Okay.
So I'm traveling here. Well, I'm not traveling here.
That's right. Next year you get
right.
to travel.
Next year I get to go to Boston,
right.
which will be exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, but because there's actually been a lot of studies done in the international context, especially in Europe, where they do have very generous policies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in the U.S., not so much. So I wanted to look at the U.S. nationally and then also kind of comparing between states.
Okay.
Because one of the other themes is sort of geographical disparities
mm-hmm.
In the U.S. itself. So that's what I'm doing.
Right. That's great. So how did you get interested in all of this? Like, when did it start?
Mm-hmm. in public health or health services research? Well, it's kind of a twisted path.
Okay. So we all have twisted paths.
Yeah. So my undergrad, I studied psychology, and sort of something that I started thinking about as I was getting ready to graduate was you can have these really great sort of treatments and, you know, medications or whatever in psychology, but it doesn't help if people can't access that treatment. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of the starting point of, well, I want to see what determines whether people have access and, you know, how they actually interact with clinicians after they have the opportunity to go get treatment. So
That's cool. So how did you get here?
From
Minnesota?
Yeah. Not from Minnesota. I'm from California.
Okay.
So I'm a long ways from home. And I'm not a fan of the winter. But
I don't know how y'all do it.
But I think this is a really great program.
Mm-hmm. It's a great school.
It
yes.
is. And the professors I've been working with are phenomenal. They've been really great mentors and just kind of showing me the way, because I didn't come from public health. I didn't come from that kind of background.
Right.
So kind of showing me the ropes. And I've been having a really good time
there. That's great. So that was the degree. Sometimes, again, I talk to people, why do you want a degree? Sometimes it's for the pivot. If you don't have health training and you want to go into a health career, one way is to get a job based on your skill set and then work your way into. But another way is to, if you can take time off to, you know, get a degree. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hopefully get a career from there.
So. Right. And what? So what do you think you'll want to work?
I'm pretty open. I'm actually going on the job market this coming year, so anybody who's watching who has a job position open, looking.
There you go.
So academic or research, government.
Okay.
Anything along those lines.
Okay. So what's been the best part of the ARM so far?
I think just being here.
Translation and communications interest group.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not only because I was part of it. No. Actually, I really like the TAP talks at that interest group.
Oh, you did?
They were really innovative and a really neat way to present people's, you know, projects.
Yeah.
So,
So just for a little bit of background, one of the ways that Academy Health allows members, not allows, but Academy Health provides the opportunity for members to network and group with each other based on topics. And one of our approaches or training disciplines, one of the interest groups that they have, and the interest groups are run by the membership, is called Translation and Communications. And I happen to be on the advisory board for that interest group. And so we had a meeting yesterday, Saturday, and one of the sessions was modeled off of TED Talks, which I'm sure people are kind of familiar with, but you can look them up as well. But one of the things we're trying to do is to encourage people to present this information, or especially at meetings like this, in different ways. So instead of just having a panel where each person gives their presentation, you might have a roundtable discussion that's a little more informal, or you might have a pro-con debate, or you might do something like the TED Talk, which encourages people to use fewer words and not give a more traditional, here were the findings, here were the methods, here's the background or the literature review. It encourages you to use more narratives, to use more storytelling, to be more engaging. And so we called ours TAP Talks, as in Translation and Communication Talks. And this is the second year, actually, that the interest group has tried something different in that way. So last year, they had to do Petacucha style, or Petacucha style, or
Petacucha.
And so the ring, and it was very interesting because we had a student competition where the students had to give Petacucha style.
Right.
And then we asked some professors to do the same thing, and I think the professors found it a little more challenging than the students.
I can imagine. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was fun for us to watch, no doubt about it. So we said, okay, well, this year we'll try another different style. And so, so it was very interesting.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed that.
So do you think you'll try it now next time you're asked to give an academic presentation?
I don't know. They said it was a lot of work.
Yes. So. But that's just because they've never done it before.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to emphasize. It's always hardest when you do something for the first time, and then it gets easier as you go along.
That is true. So maybe you can practice and
Exactly.
Do that in the future.
You might be surprised. It has as something going on the market, it might be a way to differentiate yourself.
That is a good idea. So, permit here first.
Exactly. So when you win your big award, you can mention me in the podcast.
Exactly.
Nevin, yeah.
Yes.
That's what it was hard to.
Well, that's great. So what session are you going to next? I am still deciding.
Okay.
So I'm going to go take a look at the agenda and see what comes up.
Sure. Yeah, I remember, you know, you just have to kind of sit down and go through the list.
Yeah.
And, like, mark things. You say, well, then we'll see. And then,
right. You kind of change on the spur of the moment sometimes.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
You.
I really
this is
appreciate
a great
it.
Idea.
Thanks again to all the 2015 Academy Health Annual Research Meeting webcast guests, and thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about these guests at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mevin, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mevin. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.